Among the hundreds of journalists covering the UN climate talks in Durban were 19 reporters selected by the Climate Change Media Partnership. The group chose the young journalists from 700 applicants and brought them to South Africa to teach them how to cover the complex negotiations. The media training organization Internews is a member of the partnership. Bruce Gellerman spoke with James Font, its global director of environmental programs.
What we have here is we brought journalists from 15 different countries to the COP, so they all come with different angles and different priorities and different ways of looking at the world in many cases. I do have to say, however, they seem to get along very well. You know, oftentimes the countries or the governments of the countries may quarrel and bicker, but the journalists, for instance, from Pakistan and India or India and China or what have you, they seem to get along very well and they often collaborate and help each other out.
Are there political pressures from their governments?
Well, I don't know if you call it political pressure. In some cases, in countries where the media is constrained, for instance, in, say, China and Vietnam, I think sometimes there's a little bit of nationalistic pressure put on them, saying, you know, this is our country at stake. You need to perhaps report in a way that shows us in a more favorable light, something like that. I think that could be a factor sometimes.
You think it can be an advantage being a journalist from a small country? You might know your minister or your negotiator quite well, and you'll be able to get in behind closed doors, so to speak?
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, I know of at least one journalist we brought from a developing country. We brought her to the Copenhagen summit, right? It was a very big deal back in 2009. And when it came time to decide, that one of the government officials basically asked this journalist, should the country sign this Copenhagen Accord? And so I think by the journalists having access to the summit and to the delegates here, it is a way for civil society to at least get its voice heard a little bit more than would otherwise be the case. And in many cases, we have a Colombian journalist we brought here this year. He's the only journalist from his country. And when that happens, you know, there's not as much transparency, and that's often the case.
Do you find that interest is the same or greater or less among foreign journalists?
As opposed to the U.S., I'd say it's greater. I would say it's greater. For some reason, the U.S., it doesn't seem to be a hot-button issue at the moment. We understand why, of course, or economic issues, there's an election coming up and so on. But Americans don't seem to view climate change with the same urgency that people from other countries do.
You're witnessing basically a social transformation, a communication transformation. This is a kind of a ideal place to try out all the social media because it is so light, quick, and fast. And let's say it, it's inexpensive compared to bringing a whole network crew there.
It's true. I mean, it's certainly true. And, you know, when I log on during the day, first thing I do is I check Twitter and I see what stories have been put up there. That's the quickest way to find out what's going on, I'd say. Yes, it's always been true that some of the best information and analysis comes from these environmental groups or activist groups, which keep a watch on the events and the talks. But what's different now is they used to have to go through the journalists to get that information out. And nowadays, they can just send it out themselves. And I think that's really changing things. There's just a wealth of information, and for journalists to be able to attend this, it's just a gold mine.
On the other hand, it's like drinking from a fire hose.
That's very true. That's very true. And so one of the things we typically advise to our journalists that we bring here, choose your priorities. What's the top story you want to cover? What's your second, third, maybe fourth story that you want to cover? And really try and focus on them. Because if you try and cover everything, you'll be lost. You'll drown. And, you know, if you come across other interesting things and you have time, you can look into them, but maybe save those for another day as well.
James Font is executive director of the Earth Journalism Network. It's part of a project run by Internews, which is an international media development organization. Well, James, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Great to be on the show.